West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I am Colin Worthington. A now former student assistant in the University of West Georgia football program is one of five men arrested this week following an exchange of gunfire at a local bar and grill. Early Tuesday morning, officers responded to 1201 Maple Street regarding possible shots fired. When officers arrived, no one was on the scene, but 41 shell casings and bullet fragments were recovered. Investigators discovered that an ongoing dispute led to the shooting and multiple subjects firing rounds. Some rounds struck at least three residences, including one on the University of West Georgia campus. Interviews revealed that subjects from the Atlanta area came to Carrollton to stay with friends in anticipation of selling marijuana during UWG's upcoming homecoming weekend. 21-year-old Jordan Eric Bynum of Conyers, 23-year-old Jalen Gerard Jackson of Stone Mountain, 21-year-old Daniel Lee Davis of Decatur, 21-year-old Jerome Marion Glover of Carrollton, and 23-year-old Jamari Rashad Hester of Carrollton, each facing multiple counts of aggravated assault. Hester was a student assistant with the UWG football team until Wednesday, when officials say he was placed on leave without pay from his assistantship. A 52-year-old Bowden man remains in the Carroll County Jail Thursday facing allegations that he pulled a gun and threw a knife at a Carroll County deputy. Deputies responded to the 100 block of Lakeshore Drive in Bowden in reference to a dispute between neighbors. They were told that a man had become aggressive towards one of his neighbors who had been walking their dogs, advising them they better not step foot on his property or he would, quote, put them in the dirt. Deputies crossed the street to the home of Kevin Smith. They say Smith became very angry just at the sight of the deputies, and he began to act erratically. Deputies say they observed a black pistol in Smith's waistband before he drew his gun. He did drop his weapon, though, following commands from officers. Now, according to the report, as they attempted to secure Smith, he pulled out an automatic knife blade from his front pocket and threw it towards another deputy on scene, striking him in the face under his eye. Smith has been charged with aggravated assault of a law enforcement officer and obstruction of a law enforcement officer. Well, Thursday is a big day for the University of West Georgia and for future University of West Georgia students as UWG wraps up their biggest annual fundraising drive, A Day to Give West.
A Day is such a unique and exciting initiative of this university, and it has been going 41 years long, which is a really exciting tradition that the community has really kind of wrapped its arms around our university for that long. The focus is about building that connection with our university and the community at large. We have a number of folks on campus, our faculty, staff, and our students that participate in A-Day, as well as the community at large.
Dr. Meredith Brunin is CEO of UWG's Foundations and Vice President for University Advancement.
The purpose is to support the university financially. We have focus funds of our UWG Annual Fund, which is supporting the areas of greatest need for the university. Our Wolves Fund, which goes to support athletics. This year is really exciting because of the transition to D1. And then our General Scholarship Fund. And so those are the areas of biggest impact that it would be great to have support for. And folks can make a gift for any of those, as well as any other area of interest at the university, and help support us in curating a first choice experience for our students.
A-Day takes place the Thursday before homecoming every year, and today, area residents and businesses can expect to see students, staff, and volunteers delivering those red balloons to their supporters. Thursday night, Local Ties Brewery will debut their Love Valley Lager. Then homecoming festivities begin on Friday on and around the UWG campus. Allison Brech is Assistant Vice President for University Advancement.
Our homecoming parade is on Friday evening. The parade starts at 6 o'clock. And a newer tradition that we have is our parade watching party, kind of in between Front Campus Drive and Maple Street, so in the grassy area. You can pull your golf carts up. We'll have pizzas and beverages, fun ways for folks to plug in and watch the parade. There's some bleachers there for folks to sit, but we would love to see lots of families out to watch the parade. Wolfie will be there, so you don't want to miss that.
Friday's parade is followed by a pep rally for the students and a beer and wine tasting for alumni and friends inside the campus center.
Saturday, lots of tailgating, so lots of alums and friends out to tailgate. The official opening of the alumni tent is at 4 p.m., Wolf Walk is at 4:30, and that's where our players come out, cheerleaders are there, and we'll have lots of special guests around on campus, and kickoff at 6.
The Wolves looking to improve their record to 5-2 when they host North Greenville on Saturday. 3rd District U.S. Congressman Drew Ferguson changing his vote for House Speaker on Wednesday during a second round of voting. Either way, Republicans failed to select a new House Speaker. Tuesday, during the first round of voting, Ferguson put his support behind Jim Jordan. However, on Wednesday, he instead voted for ally Steve Scalise. Jordan again failed to win the House Speaker's gavel in the second vote on Wednesday, fared worse than he did during the first round of voting one day earlier. He has vowed to stay in the race. And the Carroll County Sheriff's Office is helping a donkey find its family. The animal was picked up near Kansas Road on Highway 100 after he had been roaming the area for a few days. He is currently being kept at the Carroll County Animal Shelter. If the donkey might be yours, call the shelter, 770-214-3590. I'm Colin Worthington, reporting.